Unit 19, History. The librarian walked through the halls, trying to find which books were out of order and which ones were okay where they were. The last time that she allowed books to go missing or uncatalogued, she faced severe consequences for her boss, who threatened to fire her. She entered the history section first. This section was much different from the others since the books were arranged chronologically. Chronologically, by the dates they covered, she found there to be no coincidence. Coincidence that a book on Afghanistan was left on the table. Lately, many people had been coming up to the library to do some research on the history of this country. The book she picked up talked about the core of Afghan society and how it had been shaped by wars and occupations over the past 300 years. It went into great detail about the great historical warriors and rulers that once held power in the country. However, the book pointed out that their influence greatly diminished over the years as society changed their focus on the Western world instead. In the back of the book, there was a map of the country. She went over the lines of latitude and longitude, and pictured her countrymen fighting and where they might be right now. In the end, she greatly prayed there would be some sort of reconciliation between America and the Afghan people after all that both had been through, so that there could be peace. She then walked over towards the science fiction section. This section always drew in an interesting milieu of people who appreciated creativity and fantasy. Though some of them were strange, she could not deny that she too had a love of science fiction books. Often she found herself reading Orwellian books about the future in this section. As she walked around collecting books to return to their shelves, the librarian became nervous. A few weeks ago, her boss talked to her about how the library was losing money. The government was focused on helping those in need. At this time, it could not afford to disperse more money to the library this year. She thought this was terrible, since libraries were such a precious institution that people in societies should embrace and take full advantage of. However, without the sufficient funds needed, the library would be forced to close down. This made her sad, since she did not have a great deal of money and the library was all she had. She also firmly believed that without places like libraries, the education level for the country would significantly decline in the coming years.